40 years after Philadelphia police dropped the bomb on the MOVE organization's compound in Cobbs Creek, members of the family and others gathered Tuesday to reflect on the tragedy. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Tree Africa, age 14, Ibaye.
The names of the 11 people, including the five children who were killed after Philadelphia police dropped a bomb on the organization's headquarters, were read aloud just down the street from where the deadly incident took place 40 years earlier.
Netta Africa, age 12, Ibaye.
The bombing is a stain on Philadelphia's history. A commission established to investigate it called it grossly negligent and said the plan to drop the bomb was, quote, reckless, ill-conceived, and hastily approved. Family member Mike Africa Jr. continues to advocate for those killed and says the city still needs to be held accountable.
The city don't care about us. If they cared about us, they wouldn't have dropped that bomb. If they cared about us, they wouldn't have stole the remains. If they cared about us, they wouldn't have tried to incinerate the remains without turning them over to their families. If they cared about us, we wouldn't be standing here right now trying to get justice.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.